Have you ever wanted to pack up your bag, leave everyday life behind, and follow in the footsteps of famous polar explorers? Well, author and explorer Aaron Linsdow does just that, trekking solo to remote locations like Alaska, Greenland, and Antarctica. He's also translated his experiences into a career as a motivational speaker. He told me he first started thinking about becoming an explorer when he picked up backpacking in California.
And the more I got into it, the more I enjoyed it, to the point where I would push myself to see, oh, just how many miles could I do in a weekend? And that's how that all began and began to grow in my mind of, oh, well, where else can I go? What else can I do? And there was a magazine back then by National Geographic called Adventure. That's where I got so many of my ideas to go try these places. Started to get into that whole genre of polar exploration and exploring in general.
Do you have a favorite trip that you've done?
Probably my favorite trip is still Antarctica. That is pretty hard to beat after nearly 3 months alone in the polar wastelands and near the South Pole. That was pretty spectacular. I've had quite a few others, but that's still top tier.
It sounds sort of horrifying. So why is that your favorite?
Well, I was a complete polar rookie when I started out. So even though my ego said, oh, yeah, I think I know everything, boy, when you get down there and you start going along and discover you don't quite have the scheduling down, your equipment breaks. But the views and just the landscape is spectacular. Have you ever seen that Star Wars movie, Empire Strikes Back? Remember that ice planet Hoth? Antarctica is totally like that. And that's what I share with my motivational speaking clients is, telling them, like, look, if you really want to go to an alien planet, you can go to Antarctica, and it is sure like it.
You are currently writing a how-to book for people who want to do their first expedition. Who is your audience for a book like that?
The audience and the point of the book is that there's so many people that I run into as I do my talks, and people say, oh, how do I get into this? Or some people say, oh, my gosh, that's horrifying. But there are a few that say, I've always wanted to go out and do something more than just a weekend camping trip. How do I do that? And it, just like myself 7 or 8 years ago, it's a book that I really wish I had in hand so I could get a better idea of what I was really up against and getting myself into.
Expeditions often get lumped in with the age of explorers. Now we live in the age of Google Earth and GPS. What place do modern-day expeditions have in a world that's already mapped?
You know, that's actually an interesting question because there are quite a few locations on Earth that, though they're physically mapped, they're not well known. Just take, for example, I think it was in 2009 or 10, there was a couple of satellites that were cruising over Antarctica, and they started noticing these weird brown streaks down there, like huge acre locations, and they had no idea what was going on. And I think this is NASA and some biology researchers down there. And what they did is they sent a crew down to one of these weird dark spots on the snow. And what they discovered were these penguin colonies that were 10,000 bird colonies, and no one even knew they existed. And so even though the Earth has got all these satellites zipping around and everything's going on, and we think we're all techno, it's really not the case, is that there's a lot of stuff to discover. Just because it's mapped doesn't mean that everybody knows what's all going on down there.
Aaron Linsdow is an explorer, author, and motivational speaker. Thank you so much, Aaron, for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me on, Caroline.